All right, so I want to talk about one of the greatest opportunities for many Americans around our country right now. It has never happened. It has never happened before, and they are about to miss out. It's regarding their net worth, what they hold in real estate, and I'm not joking. Once it's gone, it's gone. But it's one of the hardest things to convince people of, and I'm going to give you three examples. Three people that I know, and it may tick them off. And if it ticks you off, I'm sorry, because they watch the channel. But if you get upset, go somewhere quiet and think about my words, because even though this is hard information to hear, and 99% of Americans in this situation actually don't want to take this advice. And then before I say that, because I'm actually going to give you an example of how I did this, and it sucked. But it worked out. And what I'm going to do, before I start, I'm going to say that there are a handful of people that will enter this video, and they have a poor mentality. They just don't think right. And I'll give you an example. The other day, I was doing a video, and I talked about my father, how he paid off our family house, which is a small tract house in California. He paid it off in 7 years. He was a prison guard for his career. He started out as a police officer with the Highway Patrol, and then he went to work it as a prison guard. And he couldn't stand the job, but he cranked down extra payments. He worked extra overtimes. He hustled. He paid off the principal and paid off our home so that he could have financial freedom. That's what he always wanted. I give him a lot of credit for that. Well, if someone gets on and makes some crappy comment, which doesn't hurt my feeling at all, I know I'm dealing with an idiot, and they say, oh, poor, poor dad. Well, that's that he paid off his house in 7 years. It's because he was rich. And that's why he has money, because he was rich. I'm like, man, what an idiot. Obviously, I got to pin that comment right to the top and let the court of common sense, which are all of you, deal with that person. Because that's a losing mentality. You know, there are people that all they want to do is take, 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 and whine, whine, whine. They just want to whine about their situation. But as you're going to see from these three different situations, it's all in your hands. You are totally in control. But what's happening is either greed has set in, or your status, your what you believe other people think of you. And it's just a hard truth, but it is the truth. So this is the situation we find ourselves in. Oh, here's the other thing. If you don't own any real estate, definitely listen to this video, because you may like get upset or frustrated or stressed out or angry that other people have this opportunity that you don't. The only reason they have the opportunity is because they took a leap and they believed in themselves. And instead of renting and becoming eternal slaves to a landlord where 100% of your money goes away, bye-bye, they went out and took out a mortgage and they bought a home. And they bought it right, because obviously it's worth more right now, right? Regardless of how we got there, over the long term, real estate goes up because of the destruction of the purchasing power of your currency. Once you realize that, now it's really in your boat, okay? Remember, people suffer for a lack of knowledge. So listen to this and then never make this mistake again. So here's the situation we're in. Homes have went up exponentially all over the country. As a matter of fact, on a percentage basis, they've never done this in this short of time in history. So people are sitting on gold mines, yet they're also whining because they can't sell their house and move up. I think that you should sell your house and move down. That's exactly what I said. Let me give you my first scenario, my first example. I have friends that really want, their goal is to leave a house for each of their children. That's their goal. They want to do that. That's a noble thing. I look at things a little differently, because the more I help my kids and give my kids things, the lazier they become. And that's not because my kids are bad kids. It's just human beings, right? And it's not like I spoil my kids. Actually, it's the total opposite. I really don't. My son, giving an example, became a licensed pilot all on his own. And when he was 15 or 14, I told him, he doesn't want to hear this, he did it all himself. But I said, if you'll do something that most adults don't do, you will gain so much confidence, because adults will naturally give you kudos. they'll go, wow, I wish I would have done that, right? It's just a natural human thing. And I gave an example of what it was like becoming a firefighter really young in life, becoming a volunteer firefighter at the age of, 19, and really doing things when all other kids were doing one thing. I was doing something a little different, and it gave me a level of confidence. But I said, look, you need to go do it. I will show you how to start side hustles, how to save money, how to invest it. But you have to do it. And what I'll do, this was the craziest thing ever, a little bit of a tangent. I said, I'll buy you a plane if you go do it. Gosh darn, the kid saved up, invested, and by the age of 17 became a pilot. Yeah, that freaked me out. So I had to go figure out a way to get a plane. And thank heavens, we were able to get a small partnership in a plane. But my point being is, you have to, you don't want to give your kids anything they want, right? It leads to bad things. That's my opinion though. And I'm probably going to fire a bunch of people up with this. Well, these people, they really want to give their kids a home. And right now they've got a rental and they've got a home. And so they're on their way. But right now there's a time in history where there are people that could actually sell their home, their rental property, take the profits, pay the tax, the long-term capital gains tax, take the profits and pay off their home. And in their situation, I was looking at their stuff and I'm like, well, what's your cash flow? And they showed me what their cash flow was. All right, I'm like, it was just stellar cash flow. But just by simply paying off their house and not having the mortgage payment, they would actually be making more cash flow because more money would stay in their pocket each month. But they don't want to do that because they're like, that gets me off my goal. And I explained to them, I said, if you have no payment and lots of cash coming in, you can now take that lots of cash and deploy it in a different direction. I'll give you another example. I know a couple that are amazing when it comes to being, and I say this in a very serious, respectful way, because this is how I grew up, frugal. They stretch a dollar, they have no debt, they've got a mortgage, and they're cranking it down. They're paying it off. And they're in a situation where they live in a beautiful place, in a beautiful, a beautiful home, in a beautiful place. And they absolutely love it. They love it. And they're raising their children. But this place has went up exponentially. And their goal is to pay their place off. Well, they live in a very desirable place in our country. And if they wanted to, they could sell that place, take the profit, move to a town nearby. It's a nice town. But it's nowhere near where they live, right? But I've never talked to them about this, and they're going to watch it and go, are you talking about us? But for a short-term sacrifice to go to a different town, they could own their house cash, have zero debt, and then take advantage of this downturn, which there will be a downturn, always is, and then buy a place again, but they'll have that peace of mind. I saved up to pay off my house through hustling and starting businesses. And I always had the money for the last 10 years. I had the money sitting in the bank to pay off my home. And what was crazy was when Mrs. Ninja convinced me to pay off the home, because I kept saying, oh, I only owe, it's 3% mortgage, 3%, it's cheap money. And she convinced me to do it because of you. She says, you're telling everyone to get out of debt and you could do it. And I'm like, well, and I always consider myself out of debt. Because I'm like, I got that money. It's working for me. When I paid it off, and my father told me this, he goes, Travis, when you pay off your home, it's going to change something. Something's going to change. I'm like, come on, what really is going to change? He wasn't joking. I'm not joking. It was spiritual. Now, I like to take other people's money and make money from it, pay an honest rate of interest and pay them, because not a lot of people are as aggressive as me as hustling and investing and all that kind of stuff, right? But I've learned to do that inside of an LLC to protect my own family and our net worth from life, let's say. So now let me give you a third situation. I've got friends that also live in a beautiful place, and they would also have the amount. And it's one of those scenarios, you sell your house, you move to the next town. And they're like, but we love the school district. And I said, you know, school districts, I get it. As parents, you go, I like this one over the other, right? Or we just really like the one we, this is a true story. We really like the one we're in. And quite frankly, we just don't know about any of the other school districts around. We just haven't looked. We like the one. And that's sort of like where, not laziness, but just we get settled in our ways and we're happy. And this family spends a ton of time, actually all of them do, with their children, right? Spends tons of time. As a matter of fact, they invited me somewhere this week that I can't go, and I wish I could, on a family little day excursion. And you think about it, when you have zero debt, your stress is a totally different level of stress, different type, right? There's always life stresses. But you think about, what could I do with my family with the extra income? What could I do in my side hustles or my life's ventures, my work, when I don't have to worry about always showing up, always, you know, I'm free to do other things, free to let my mind wander, free to experience. Well, now I've told you these things that I think people should do, right? Totally unsolicited advice. Hopefully they don't get mad at me. Hashtag don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at the ninja. Now I'm going to tell you why I did it. I raised my children, well, when I was first married, we bought a home in one of the most desirable places in California. Grew up, we both grew up there, me and my wife. I was raised there. Had my first child there. I wanted more, and we were flipping a ton of homes, and it was on the Central Coast of California. And we made the decision, and it was a very tough decision, to sell our home and move to the Central Valley of California. Now, I've got a lot of subscribers out there, and I guarantee you they will agree, because where we moved to, we moved from the place all of them went to vacation, right? And they would look at us like we were crazy. But it was because we were able to afford a home much easier, because we were just strapped. We were house poor. We were always fixing up our house. I was busy flipping other homes. And every dollar of profit I made from flipping homes, I didn't spend. I honestly didn't spend. We kept building it up and building it up. I told my wife, I want to have a net worth of $1 million. This was back when I was 25. I wanted that cushion, right? Back then, I also wanted it to go show off to people, because everyone mocked me and told me I was stupid and all that. You know, I always got made fun of. I had learning disabilities. Now I've learned to move past my disabilities and turn my weakness into strength. But we moved, and it sucked. We moved away from our family and friends. And we didn't stay there too long, because we found out within 4 weeks that we were having another child, and I needed my mom. I'm like, I need my mother was the best Nana ever. She loved being a grandmother, and she was a Nana, and she was always taking the children. And I always needed, and I was so grateful for my mom, because she alleviated some of that stress. We never even had to ask her. She'd just show up and say, I'm taking the kids. And it would help my wife, because as me being a fireman, I would, you know, it would help my wife's, you know, be able to cope with life. It's hard raising children. And my wife does a great job of it. My mother was amazing. And little did we know, my mother would die 2 years later. Jeez, oh, that rapid onset of cancer. So that was the greatest thing going back. But I did it. And it showed me and my wife what we were made of. You know, as a matter of fact, we moved to the Valley. I remember 1 month during the Valley, we had 6 escrows going on at once, approximately 100 miles away. Oh, no, actually, they were spread over a couple states. I mean, it was stressful. We had a 2-year-old. She's pregnant. 6 escrows at once. We had a lot going on. But I look back, and my wife too, and we turned that house, and we moved back in a handful of months, and we made over $30,000 in profit just on the house we moved into, because we bought it right. And we look back and we go, hey, that was a good thing. We did it. because I don't want to ever be in a position where I tell you, you should do this. This is a good idea. And I used to tell my friends and family this, and they never really comprehended it. I said, whatever I'm telling you, I think you should do, I'm doing it at a level that's at least, it's between 10 or 100 times greater than what I would even suggest you try. And that wasn't a bragging thing. It was the truth. And I think that's why this channel has really taken off, because there are so many of you, and regardless if you own a home or not, there's something you could be doing. Like, you drive a nice car, a real fancy car, and you're paying payments on it. You go, you know what? Maybe I should sell that thing right now. Get out from under that burdensome payment and drive a clunker. I mean, I drove a car that cops would roll their eyes at because it looked like how some, until I got out, some, you know, hood thug, you know, driving around, some slammed Honda Civic because I got a smoking deal at $2,000 and it was my commuter car. I also drove an old beat up VW turbo diesel. My wife wouldn't even sit in that thing. It sounded like a washing machine that was dry heaving when it drove down the road. But I'm like, I'm getting 45 miles a gallon. I love it. The stitching's all coming apart. It's all faded and gross. And it is pretty gross. The plastic was melting on the steering wheel. It was like sticky. I don't know what they did with that thing. But I drove it for years. I drove it till the wheels fell off, because every day that I wasn't paying a payment, I was saving money. And so I tell you this because right now, like this home situation, people are going to miss out and they're going to turn around and go, I had the opportunity and I missed it. And you got to ask yourself, whether it be a car payments, home payments, why are you missing it? Is it because you care about what people think of you? Or is it because you're scared? That's a big thing. It is scary to make sacrifices. It's no fun to make sacrifices. But after you make the sacrifice and you see the benefit and the payoff, it always turns around in your favor and you go, I'm so glad we did it. And just remember this, life is just different seasons. And the question is, and this is the season, this is what I would say, put it down in the comments and you got to say it out loud to yourself. What season are you in right now? Because remember, the sun will come out tomorrow. It's very real. It's very true. Not everything, not your whole life is not going to be like what you're going through right now. I hope you got something from this. The Economic Ninja is out.